This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The complicated, gruesome case of Kermit Gosnell got underway in Philadelphia Monday with three jurors being selected. While there are rumors of Gosnell trying to negotiate a better deal with prosecutors, he faces eight murder counts. The story is loaded with tragic details of abortions botched, squalid conditions in his clinic, and multiple defendants who worked with Gosnell, some of whom had no medical background. Members of Congress are working on a new major bill to stop the White House assault on pro-life religious freedom under the HHS mandate. The Health Care Conscience Rights Act would take the focus off Kathleen Sebelius for drafting the rules, creating the mandate, and put them on legislators who vote for or against this new rights and conscience bill. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. The federal budget sequester seemingly has had no effect on the Department of Health and Human Services. On the first afternoon of the president's doomsday, the agency was so productive it pumped out more than 700 new pages of Obamacare regulations. Buried in those pages is a plan designed to directly fund abortion using the laws of individual states to circumvent the Hyde Amendment. And another story at lifenews.com provides another likely link between abortion and a 90% increase in breast cancer. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.